Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, your lines have been placed on listen only until we open up for questions and answers. Please be advised today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the conference over to Ms. Lola Russell. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. My name is Lola Russell, as she said earlier, and I am with the CDC press office. And today, CDC and the CDC Foundation will be holding a telebriefing on the release of the final report of the expert panel on the Advanced Automatic Collision Notification System. We will now be introduced to the speakers who are on the line today by Shannon Easley, who is the Associate Vice President for Communications for the CDC Foundation.
Good afternoon. We have three speakers this afternoon, and they will be speaking in this order. Charles Stokes, that's S-T-O-K-E-S, who is President and CEO of the CDC Foundation, followed by Dr. Richard Hunt, Director of CDC's Division of Injury Response, and finally, Chet Huber, that's Chet, C-H-E-T, Huber, H-U-B-E-R, President of OnStar Corporation. And at this time, I will turn the program over to Charles Stokes.
Well, first of all, thank you for joining us today. I'm pleased to participate in today's briefing to announce the results of this innovative CDC Foundation partnership. People are sometimes surprised when they see OnStar and GM Foundation listed as co-partners on a project, and not really seeing the link between an automotive company and public health. But this project is really an illustration of the breadth of CDC's work, which spans everything from H1N1 flu to the prevention of auto-related injuries and fatalities. At the CDC Foundation, we mirror CDC scientific diversity with a diversity of projects and partnerships. For CDC, building alliances like this one with private sector partners is often critical to moving important work forward, especially when federal funds are not available to pursue innovative ideas like the one we'll be talking about today. That's why the CDC Foundation exists. We're an independent, nonprofit organization authorized by Congress to build partnerships between CDC and others to fight threats to health and safety. In that role, we look for synergies between CDC and others in the private sector, and then we work to facilitate and implement meaningful programs like this one that achieve common goals. The expert panel that others will talk about today is a great example of our ability to connect CDC with necessary partners to reduce injuries, improve health, and save lives. Speaking for myself, I'm really excited about this project and the results of the study. I think it's got the potential to revolutionize emergency care in this country. I want to thank you for your time, and I'll now turn the program over to Dr. Rick Hunt, Director of CDC's Division of Injury Response.
Good afternoon. I, too, welcome all the participants on this call. I'm Dr. Richard Hunt, the Division Director for the Division of Injury Response at CDC's Injury Center. Our mission is to reduce injuries and save lives. We do this by building solid research to help improve emergency response, which can potentially impact the lives of millions of Americans each year. The report that is being launched today focuses on using the potential of Advanced Automatic Collision Notification, or AACN, to help with emergency triage of vehicle crash victims. Using a collection of sensors, vehicle telemetry systems like AACN are able to rapidly send critical information about a vehicle crash. The report on AACN evolved out of a long-standing CDC initiative to help improve field triage. Field triage of the injured patient refers to treatment and transportation decisions made daily by EMS providers at the scene of an injury. Past CDC-supported research found that field triage is vital as severely injured patients who receive care at a level one trauma center have a 25% decreased risk of death. Again, a 25% decreased risk of death. With this in mind, CDC convened a multidisciplinary panel of experts, which included representatives from federal agencies, such as the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and HHS's Health Resources and Services Administration, as well as leaders and experts from emergency medical services, emergency medicine, trauma surgery, and vehicle and public safety. The key finding from the expert panel is that, very simply put, advanced automatic collision notification systems show promise in saving lives. Essentially, the panel determined that AACN systems can help in two key ways. The first is that AACN can help predict the severity of injuries. This information is key for determining the resources and making field triage transportation decisions. Secondly, AACN communication and vehicle locating or GPS capabilities can help decrease response times by EMS providers, which may be especially important in rural or isolated areas. Based on these findings, the panel also put forth several recommendations, including seatbelt use should be included into the current AACN response systems. Secondly, assessing the use of AACN to assist with early identification of patients with traumatic brain injury. Next, establishment of real-time communications between all components of the trauma system. Conducting studies to examine the use of the newly developed AACN protocol. And then the development of a national system for data collection and analysis of data that can be integrated into current national injury data systems. AACN is an example of how existing technology can be used to improve current systems for emergency care. We will continue to build the scientific knowledge to help put life-saving tools in place. And to this end, we at CDC are committed to using promising research to save lives and help all Americans live to their full potential. The actual report in its entirety can be found at www.cdc.gov/injury or by calling 1-800-CDC-INFO. At this time, I'd like to turn it over for comments from Mr. Chet Huber, president of OnStar.
Thanks, Dr. Hunt. On behalf of General Motors and OnStar, I'd like to thank all of you joining us on the phone today and also thank the folks from the CDC and the CDC Foundation for allowing us to participate in this briefing. Back in 1996, General Motors had an idea that it could bring technology to bear that would literally transform at least the way our vehicles would be supportive and helpful in the most dramatic occasions that we know of, and that is a crash involving our vehicle. And we actually had our first crash response that year. Fast forwarding to today, we've got about 5.5 million OnStar-equipped vehicles driving across the United States and Canada. We receive about 2,000 crash event indications a month, and we recently marked a milestone last November where we were the pre-first responder at the 100,000th crash scene using OnStar technology. Across that over a decade time frame, we've come to understand the unique capabilities that we started with, but more importantly, the capabilities that we could evolve to that could be more useful in responding to crashes and improving outcomes. And actually, it was a conversation that I had with Dr. Hunt nearly a decade ago when we had first launched and were just getting indications out of vehicles that there had been a crash and the location of the crash, where he challenged me on behalf of the emergency medical community to take the next step and provide what became characterized as a digital crash signature out of the vehicle so that it could be translated into this next level of care. We took that on, and in 2004 in a Chevy Malibu, we launched our first incarnation of automatic advanced crash notification, and over 50,000 of those 100,000 crash events since we started have now been able to use that technology, and we're very proud to have been guided throughout by the great cooperation and care folks from the emergency medical community, the first responders, and NHTSA and the CDC. And so we're very encouraged by the results of the findings of this study. We're proud to have played some small role in that, and we are absolutely committed to work with the appropriate experts in this field to continue to create and define the state of the art in moving crash response technologies forward to improve outcomes for everyone. Thanks. Those are my remarks.
We will now take questions and questions at this time. Each reporter will be allowed to ask one question and one follow-up. We'll take questions at this time.
Thank you. And at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone. To withdraw your request, you may press star two. Again, to ask a question, please press star one on your touchtone phone. And one moment, please, for the first question. Our first question comes from Miranda Hitty with WebMD. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make sure that I'm looking at the right report here. It's the Advanced Automatic Collision Notification and Triage of the Injured Patient report. If I'm looking at the right thing, it says on here it has a 2008 date on it.
That's correct. This is Richard Hunt with the Division of Injury Response. The panel's deliberations were completed in 2008, and this is the time that we've been able to actually physically launch those recommendations.
Do you have a follow-up, Miranda?
What would you most want the general public to take away from this? At this point, as far as those recommendations and how it would affect them when they're on the road today, is this in play right now?
Let me answer the first part of your question first. Again, this is Dr. Hunt at CDC. First of all, the findings of this multidisciplinary expert panel really demonstrated for the first time that these technologies, advanced automatic collision notification, shows promise for helping to save lives and helping citizens live to their fullest potential. And it's really about getting the right patient to the right place at the right time. And indeed, some of these technologies are available at this time, and again, it shows promise for helping to save lives.
And this is Chet Huber from OnStar. Maybe I could add to that. 95% of the vehicles that we build with OnStar today, General Motors vehicles, have this sensor technology built in them, and in fact, 4 million of those vehicles are already on the road today. What we are able to do today in advance of these protocols being established is to relay the information in a more rudimentary way to the 911 responding agency when a crash occurs. And again, those are happening at the rate of about 2,000 times every month. What this report does, and ultimately what it leads to, in our view at least, is the ability to more broadly interpret the information coming out of systems such as OnStar's and make that information more naturally available as part of the protocols that are traditionally used by 911 responders to get full value from this service going forward.
Thank you. Next question, please.
Thank you. Again, a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone. And I'm showing no questions at this time.
Okay. We will now have some closing by Dr. Hunt and the other speakers as they so desire.
I just want to thank this is Dr. Hunt at CDC. I just wanted to thank the participants on the call, I'm hopeful you'll read the report in its entirety. And again, these technologies, we believe by the findings of the expert panel that this shows promise for helping to save lives and having those citizens live to their fullest potential. This indeed is a work in progress. You're seeing a report of an expert panel, but there is much work to be done to continue to build the scientific foundation to have these technologies fulfill their potential to really save lives. Again, it's about getting the right patient to the right place at the right time.
Thank you.
Thank you. This does conclude today's conference call. We thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your line.